You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Good morning, Jerry. How does this Wednesday find you?
It finds me very humpy because it's hump day and I am looking forward to the weekend. It's been one of those weeks already where it's like, okay, let's keep things going. What's the latest in social media with you?
Oh, the latest. The latest is kind of a follow-up to last week's story where we talked about the duopoly in online advertising and that most of the online advertising universe is owned by Google and Facebook. And sitting in those lead positions is, of course, a great honor, but it's a great responsibility, too, because they have to keep innovating, keep making their ad buying experience better. And that's exactly what Facebook is focused on this week, as they announced that in their reporting that they provide, based on how many people saw your ad, how many people clicked on your ad, that they're always trying to make better, because theoretically that is the selling point of online advertising, is that you know exactly how many people looked at this, how many people clicked at this, what they did based on that, etc. Well, one big thing, a thorn in the side of online advertisers, are accidental clicks. Those people that might be hovering over something and, oh, I clicked on it. And then usually they turn around and hop right back out. So this is kind of a double-edged sword because, in a very basic sense, this looks like, oh, high numbers to the advertiser. But at the same time, there's that high bounce rate, so they're not real great numbers. So Facebook has announced that they are going to remove accidental clicks. And these accidental clicks are trying to get at those people that are truly not intending to be there in the first place. And so they're using the number of 2 seconds or less. So really, if you think about it, oh, where'd I go? I'm getting back out. They are going to remove those. So on one hand, back to our double-edged sword the other way, it could look to some like you have lower numbers, but theoretically, they should be better numbers.
And on the Google side of things, if I search for anything on Amazon, the next thing I know, I have ads all over my computer, which is, I don't like that.
You have been retargeted, sir. The one thing, the one innovation that I feel like nobody's made that I hear a lot of people grumbling about, and I'm not exactly sure how you'd get at this, is when you search and search and search for something, maybe you're looking at something on Amazon, and then you eventually buy it, and then you're still seeing ads for it. And I wish there was some way to say, Amazon, I bought those bath mats.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
I'm no longer in market.
No, you know, I'm trying to think. Amazon has done that before. Are you still interested in this product? But on the Google advertising side of it, I don't think that they've followed that complete circle.
But then again, that would be frightening info for them to have.
Well, it's frightening as much as they have right now, let alone, I mean, you would have to think also Facebook probably has demographics that they pass along to their advertisers.
Absolutely.
How long that you're on Facebook. Listen, we're an open book. As long as you're on social media, you are an open book of information.
Absolutely. Any service where it's free and you're a user, you are the product.
Do you think there's ever going to come a day that we're going to have to pay for Facebook?
I wouldn't rule it out, but it seems like there's a lot of other stuff that they can do first.
I look forward to our talk next week to see what some of those things are.
I know. Well, and also, if you're interested in the latest, be sure to attend our social brand forum in September. And if you use promo code KXIC, you can save $100 off your registration for a day of digital marketing speakers.
Nick Westergaard, how do we find out about you?
You find out about me, I'm at Nick Westergaard, Westergaard with two A's on most social networks.
7:56 right now. Thank you, Nick Westergaard from The Social Soundbite, every Wednesday at 7:50 on 800 KXIC. Have a great day.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.